The Emperor's Soul. Prologue. Gautona ran his fingers across the thick canvas, inspecting one of the greatest works of art he had ever seen. Unfortunately, it was a lie.
"The woman is a danger,"
hissed voices came from behind him.
"What she does is an abomination."
Gautona tipped the canvas toward the hearth's orange-red light, squinting. In his old age, his eyes weren't what they had once been.
"Such precision,"
he thought, inspecting the brushstrokes, feeling the layers of thick oils, exactly like those in the original. He would never have spotted the mistakes on his own. A blossom slightly out of position, a moon that was just a sliver too low in the sky. It had taken their experts days of detailed inspection to find the errors.
"She is one of the best forgers alive."
The voices belonged to Gautona's fellow arbiters, the Empire's most important bureaucrats.
"She has a reputation as wide as the Empire. We need to execute her as an example."
"No."
Frava, leader of the arbiters, had a sharp nasal voice.
"She is a valuable tool. This woman can save us. We must use her."
"Why?" Gautona thought again. "Why would someone capable of this artistry, this majesty, turn to forgery? Why not create original paintings? Why not be a true artist? I must understand."
"Yes," Frava continued. "The woman is a thief, and she practices a horrid art. But I can control her, and with her talents we can fix this mess we have found ourselves in."
The others murmured worried objections. The woman they spoke of, Wan Shai Lu, was more than a simple con artist. So much more. She could change the nature of reality itself. That raised another question. Why would she bother learning to paint? Wasn't ordinary art mundane compared to her mystical talents? So many questions. Gautona looked up from his seat beside the hearth. The others stood in a conspiratorial clump around Frava's desk, their long, colorful robes shimmering in the firelight.
"I agree with Frava,"
Gautona said. The others glanced at him. Their scowls indicated that they cared little for what he said, but their postures told a different tale. Their respect for him was buried deep, but it was remembered.
"Send for the forger,"
Gautona said, rising.
"I would hear what she has to say. I suspect she will be more difficult to control than Frava claims, but we have no choice. We either use this woman's skill or we give up control of the Empire."
The murmurs ceased. How many years had it been since Frava and Gautona had agreed on anything at all, let alone on something so divisive as making use of the forger? One by one, the other three arbiters nodded.
"Let it be done," Frava said softly.